is not left us orphans. He's empowered us. As we know, Zechariah 4 verse 6. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. In Romans 8 verse 14. It move on be fulfilled. That those led by Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We thank him who's led us. He's guided us well. In songs of the instruments, that of Ugandan country music. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank him, the Lord.
And we
thank the Holy Spirit who's empowered us,
even
instrumentalists of wisdom. As the promise in Acts 1 verse 8, when he will come, he will give us power. And we
will
be witness of the Father, and witness of the Word Son, Jesus Christ, all over the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's add him an applause. Father, you are above all the heavens. We honor your presence. You
bless
above all the heavens. You
walk
in the heaven and
earth.
Read the Ephesians 4 verse 6. You one God, Father of all, who is above all. He walks in all, and he passes through all. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. In the world of
passion.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you
not to leave us again.
Thank you.
Always confess us to the Father. Confess in all intercession. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you not forsaken us. Confess us to the Father.
You have
not denied us.
But
remain confess us to the Father.
And take mbanabe.
Put among his children.
We are
offspring.
Thank you.
Holy Spirit, not tired of us. Remain convict world of sin, righteousness and judgment in our
ministry,
as spoken of you in Acts 16 and the verse 9. Verse 8 and below. Convicted world of sin, righteousness and judgment, guided us well, made us cry, Abba Father.
Please
don't allow us forget him. There is our Father in heaven.
Please
prepare us, go back in heaven. Your spirit who came from heaven,
without
even spirit of the world,
but
that come from heaven, from the Father. You together with our spirit, you grown up. Abba Father, help us reach home in heaven and more than conquerors. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
And
for all holy angels who serve us,
and
for all creations
who
watch over us, who pass through food,
they
pass through medicine, the oxygen we breathe, the rainfall, the moon, and the sun,
send
food in the earth. Thank you for those. For day and night they work. They work.
Before
they get tired,
say remain to
serving man. Before they get weary, Ecclesiastes 1.
That's
for and below. And
there's
no weariness of creation. Men tell them, Romans chapter 8,
verse 18 to 22.
Thank you, all you mountains, the valleys, and all the earth. Thank you, God, for those. Let them for us, your offspring, and they serve us. In some nations, they melt. They see the shifts.
You've
been upholding us up to today. For your children still left mercy and grace. We give you glory and honor. Take your seat slowly. And prepare your book as a disciple of God, a disciple of our Lord Jesus, and one who is going to teach others, and you are faithful. Prepare your book.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take a double chop.
Prepare your book. Move on to prepare your book. You prepare your Bible.
Kakasanga peni ye wandika
bulungi. Proof that your pen writes very well.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are still moving on to see the book of God's mega last agenda on the earth, basing in Africa, Uganda. Call it the book about full knowledge of God international ministries and God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In this time, we still move on with NB number
8.
Words to put on special attention in God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda. These words to put special attention, and they are meaningful, and they are key in God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda. And we shall keep moving in them to the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In this time, we still summarize that reason. God revealed me the book of remembrance through the heavenly biblical journey for 7 years. From there, 2005 to 2011, in series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, or transfiguration,
azotals,
or teleportation,
samimu,
famim, and the urim. And these, we studied them, the spiritual transports. We told them to you in the summary. The spiritual transports that God used to visit us on the earth, even his angels, and we too,
he
takes us to visit him with the entire heavens. We shall study them and proclaim them to nations. And we tell them that death, it is not a spiritual transport, that which reaches to God, but is an angel of death and clothes us from these bodies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we understood that none of the apostles, neither the prophets, who passed through death to see God, but all, they used these spiritual transports, whether it is the visions, the dreams, the trance, or transfiguration,
Azotals,
or teleportation, including Samim and Urim, the spiritual transport. That speaks of most in Job chapter 20, verse 8. That it flies away as a vision and is chased as a dream. But in Numbers chapter 12, verse 6, he said there will be prophets in our midst. The Lord will speak with him in the dreams and show himself to him in the visions. But that prophet, any person who has the testimony of Christ in him, if they have the spirit of prophecy, has the testimony of Christ, has the holy scriptures in him, any person who is like that, God can visit him like that in both spiritual transports. Oh, him, God take you, visit him in the entire heavens in the spiritual transports. And we understood, and we shall keep explaining, God is worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda. While this heavenly journey was moved through the Bible, why it is called the heavenly biblical journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To be able to explain the origin of the Bible right from the everlasting. Right from the everlasting unto everlasting Father, where he began with his words, one we know as the Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, right above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, in the everlasting. As we've come here in Matthew 24, verse 35, heavens and earth will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away, because it came from the everlasting. In the same way, that is the gospel, the everlasting gospel, Revelation 14, verse 6, up to 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's a gospel preached to all nations, the everlasting gospel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
we saw the second reason why the heavenly journey was moved to the Bible, to be able to get explained the reality of the Bible. The reality of the Bible. It shows us things which were, those which are, even those going to come. The third reason why heavenly journey was more than the Bible, to be able to explain us truth of the Bible. First of all, truth of the Bible.
It
is Christ Jesus our Lord. In him are things in the heavens and earth. Right from creation,
unto
both visible and invisible. Because on him,
things,
heavens and earth, they were given. Besides lies,
then
the acts of lies, they are the sins,
then
the wage of sin, death.
For
when we look to John chapter 1 verse 16,
say,
from his fullness we all were given grace for grace.
Hallelujah.
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 But in Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 or 20, things in heavens and earth, all of them, they are in him, and him is the true vine. We all are branches. Besides lies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished there, we moved to see the fourth reason why heavenly journey was moved through the Bible, to be able to reveal the way of the Bible. The way of the Bible. Right from the everlasting to be brought in heaven. And out of God's a photocopy, and was brought on the earth. And all were led by the Holy Spirit and the holy angels of God. God, how we read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19-21. Prophets never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what came from God, as they were led by the Holy Spirit. Anytime Holy Spirit got from photocopy in the copy of Bible in heaven, and he put in the mouth of prophets, and they spoke. According how we saw 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1 at 2, and King David says, the Spirit of the Lord was upon me, and his word was on my tongue.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Daniel 10, verse 19, up to 21,
we see
Angel Gabriel tell Prophet Daniel, I will tell you what is noted in the scriptures of truth. So
any
time the Holy Spirit got from the book of God, the holy book Bible of heaven,
and
at times he gave to angels,
and
angels give apostles and the prophets. Yes. Just as we see Revelation 1 verse
1.
Revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Father gave him. Revealed to his servant John. Sending him his angel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. John 1 verse 9 up to 10. John said, I was in spirit.
That the
Holy Spirit is one who connects an angel with the servants of God on the earth. There are many things that keep getting explained. But the fifth reason why the heavenly journey was moved through the Bible. Yes.
Why
heavenly journey was moved through the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To reveal the life of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bible.
The life of the Bible. Life of the Holy Spirit. Holy book Bible of heaven. It has not papers like this one we have on the earth. But the body of flesh, of spiritual body.
It
was not written in with the letters of ink. But with the breath of life. Yes. With the finger of the Holy Spirit. Even this Bible we have on the world, we don't minister the letters we see, but the Spirit, God the Father, God, the word we know as the Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, those who speak in this Bible, and to be given speech of other creations in this Bible, they speak in office of the Holy Spirit, where they are accepted to speak through it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
we commanded many words there.
When
we saw in Zechariah chapter 5, verse 1 up to 3, the
whole
book, the Bible of heaven,
and
living and flies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
we understood that we don't minister the letter, both in this book, but the Spirit.
According
to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. For the letter kills, but we minister that the Spirit which brings life.
And
we told in John 6 verse 63 that all words God tells us they are spirits and they are life. And we were given an example in Proverbs chapter 8 verse 22 below,
we see
King Solomon speaking. And he's the one who wrote the letter, yet he's not the one speaking there, but go to the word,
one
we know as Son Jesus Christ, when he was in him, speak, the Lord was with me, where his way began, I was set up from everlasting. Go back and understand who is that. And we saw John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word is God. John 1 verse 14, the word clothed the flesh, we saw him in the glory, as one begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But we were told that give you things in the summary, what we shall put emphasis on as we fulfill God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda, and we shall keep explaining life of the Bible, or to explain those five reasons why heavenly journey was born through the Bible. Why the heavenly biblical journey?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
yesterday we began another important thing. We began the heavenly journey officially. We began to see summary of the heavenly journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me hop it together. And we began with the first part.
We
said that the heavenly journey is my journey and your journey. The journey of spirits of our creations. It's the journey of salvation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And some of the scriptures we looked at in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7 that we brought nothing on this world and we shall go back with nothing.
It
means that somewhere we came from and this, we have to get back there. As Philippians chapter
3
verse 20 says that because our citizenship is in heaven and we await our Savior to come from there, and it shows we came from heaven. But those who came from heaven, not flesh and blood but the spirits, because Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7 we saw that the body goes back to the dust where it came from, and the spirits goes back to God who gave it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We saw indeed, we have the outward man.
It's
the flesh and blood.
Came
from the dust, that's the destiny he goes back. But still we have the inner man.
And
they are our spirits. It's we the originals.
But
he has to get back to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. According that we read in the 2 Corinthians. Chapter 4, verse 16 up to verse 18.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In all of those, we are able to indeed understand that even creations, all of them have spirits. Because we indeed understood according to James chapter 2 verse 26 that as the body without spirit is dead, even faith without works it is like that. Everywhere you see a body and it is living, it moves and it works, there is a spirit in it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we are told in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 21, the spirit of the beast that goes back to the dust, the spirit of man goes back to heaven. There are many things we are able to understand, and we understood both the creations they never seen. When they finish their work, they go back to glory of children of God in heaven, and they appear as angels. According to Romans chapter
8,
that from verse 21 up to
22,
it surprises on the children of men, because we sinned in Adam. When we don't believe Jesus as his Lord and confess salvation and we no more believe that one true God, after hearing his words and confess Jesus is our Savior and we get saved and we get born again, we're given a heavenly body and we reconcile with God, we are failed to go back to heaven if we don't do like that, and we end in hell. At Jeremiah 22 verse 10, don't cry for the one who dies, it's the outward man, flesh and blood, but we bitterly for the one who goes, does not return to their home country. And there we gave you in the summary all those we shall keep explaining them in God's call in God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda.
It's
going to be a great work to keep being done. And we shall keep explaining them that the heavenly journey, my journey and your journey, journey of spirits of all creations, journey of salvation, the journey of all nations, those who are there from creation of the earth, those who have been there in different generations, to the coming back of Jesus Christ, we all are in this journey, the journey which had gotten confused by Satan. Many ambassadors of God have been set on this earth. They are the servants of God who forgot that journey. Yet the main reason which raised them on this earth to set up embassies of God on this world, proclaim to people that our Father is in heaven and to ask the reason, if our Father is in heaven, why are we children on the earth? Are here reconciled with him according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 up to 19. We shall keep explaining them. We want to go to part 2, summary of the heavenly journey. Part 2, the summary of the heavenly journey. This part 2, summary of the heavenly journey. Right from this earth to reach the last created heaven. From the planet earth to reach the last created heaven. That's the fourth heaven, which makes up the rim below. Right from planet earth up to the first created heaven, to reach the last created heaven, it is the fourth heaven which makes up the rim below. Yes. I wanted most that we break it down very well, this journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right from planet earth to reaching the last created heaven, the fourth heaven which makes up the rim below, that blue heaven you see up there, it's the blue heaven you see up. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we want to move from planet earth. Our journey, when we came, we reached on this earth. It's where we move from if we are to go back. We began with this planet earth. We moved from the planet earth. It's where we began from. We began from the planet earth. Yes. Proverbs. We say we began from the planet Earth, the planet which it's inhabited by children of men, animals, insects, birds, fish. We have said we have begun from planet Earth. Began from planet Earth, which is inhabited by children of men, the animals, insects, the birds, the fish, even the plants.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As we read 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7, and he says like this. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
Kubanga tetwaleta kintu munsi. Kubanga yale tuyinza kujamu kintu.
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Yes.
Tetwaleta kintu munsi.
We brought nothing in this world.
Tulijamu nechi.
We shall move out with nothing.
Mundi enabwa kubuza nkubyo lugendo
lwe. The person asks you of the heavenly journey.
Mugamba twava muguru.
You tell them we came from heaven.
Na yetu asibira no kunsi.
But we ended here on the earth.
Ali tulino kusimbula okuvana
kunsi. We have to move from this earth.
Okuda yo muguru.
To go back to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ubanga mutemisewo ekisoke suleni omukabu nomusaba agambi.
Timothy chapter 6 verse 7 has said.
Yetwali dachina chimu.
We brought nothing.
Tetwada china chimukusi.
We brought nothing in the world.
So did we die on
it? We shall go back with nothing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Urugendo runo.
This journey.
Eno kumanya wa woli.
You have to know where you are located.
Wa woli.
Where are you?
Ulibota manya woli.
When the time don't know where you are.
Oli mundigeza
abula. You are in the lost sheep. When our Lord Jesus came to seek the lost sheep, most people do not know
why
Lord Jesus came saying you are lost sheep. Because we, according to Philippians 3 verse 20, our home is in heaven. But we came in the territory we don't remember. Where are we? But the truth is, our journey begins from this earth because it's where we ended up on.
As
came from heaven as spirits. It's where it moves from. But children of men themselves don't know where they are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So when they ask you, where exactly are you if you remember very well? You say 1 Timothy 6 verse 7. We brought nothing on the world. We shall go back with nothing.
And
you say, I know I'm on this world. But I came from heaven. According to Philippians 3 verse 20. For our home is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ask you the planet you are in, it's called what? You are sure to be sure where you are.
You
say in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31, it is called the planet Earth. Let's read we here. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31. Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Yes. It is called the planet earth. Those who look at our images here, it is that planet there. Our planet earth. Upon which it's inhabited by children of men. There are animals, insects, birds, fish, the plants.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We shall get explained much why it's called the planet Earth. Anytime it's called planet Earth,
it
shows there are other planets you cannot inhabit there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It
shows there are other planets. We have much to study on this planet. Because our heavenly journey, it ended here. And when we set off, we moved from here to go back. Here.
It's where
you discover where you came from or totally get lost. If you get lost in hell, spirits will be cast there. Wait for the day of judgment. Be bound in the lake of fire. Everlasting death, you get lost there. Many times when you read the Bible, and they say the Lord Jesus came to seek for the lost sheep. Not that you got lost, you don't know your homes on this world. No. But because children of men, in seeing, they are seen as if they are mad, don't remember their home in heaven.
And
where they are exactly most, they do not know there. It is truth. Tell your neighbor how you knew where you are. Before what the studying told you. For even most of you, as an example, when they ask you, where is your home area? If in Uganda you say, Masaka district. They bury you where?
Masaka
district. You wonder you. Do they bury you in it? Is that really your home? Now man indeed got lost. And they are indeed a lost sheep.
They
need to be sought. And you tell them. You have a journey which brought you on this world. When you came from heaven. You have to go back there as you base on this world.
According
to 1 Timothy 6 verse 7. And you tell them.
That
we brought nothing on this world. On this earth. And we shall go back with nothing. As you may expect, we came from where? Philippians 3:20, you say. Our citizenship is in heaven. We came from there. And when we pray always. In Luke chapter 11, verse 2. Our Father in heaven. Allow us be your name.
Thy
King, thy will be done on earth as done in heavens. What are we the children doing on this world? When you ask, you tell them, now where exactly are we? Tell them we are on the planet Earth. But there are other planets which you cannot live there. Give them Proverbs 8, verse 31. Rejoicing over his habitable earth, that called planet Earth, and his joy with the children of men who are in it. These live in it with animals, insects, the birds, the fish, plants, and the rest. And it's called the planet Earth because in it is oxygen to breathe, free. There are rivers and the oceans. There are mountains and valleys. And many others we shall see of it.
The
person remember where they reached, where as they came on the earth, coming from heaven.
And they
remember where they moved their journey from. People have studied migration many times. But there is a migration we've never studied.
The migration of the spirits from heaven into the earth.
Oku migrating akwemi okuva mugulo kujja kunsi.
The migration from the earth back to the heavens.
Eranga jitambula okuva kunsi nga jidayo mugulo. In the history of children of men, that history they have never started it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But we are in this planet Earth. It means there are other planets you cannot live in them. And you would not find their oxygen to breathe. You
would
not find their rivers flowing. You
would
not find their mountains, which can help you the winds and storms not to blow upon you. Ministers who serve you as the animals, insects, birds, fish, plants, and you will not find them there. This earth, not many know of it. Not many. Even the scientists. Them too are the lost sheep. Sure. Them too don't know where they are. And they don't know where they came from. And the way they can go back, they do not know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Rejoicing over this habitable planet Earth. Yes. We shall see many things on it. It has its fullness. Has its fullness that we're supposed to see. Because always we hear as they say, that the earth and its fullness is of God.
We
still have much to see on it that I'm not to explain today one by one, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 28 he speaks this.
Naye omuntu wabagamba nga nti kino kyekya kino kyaweebwa okubeera saddaaka, temukiryanga ku lw'oyo abuulidde n'olw'omwoyo.
But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that should eat, and for conscience' sake, for the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof.
Hey,
yes.
Luganda
is not included in this.
Hey.
Yes.
The
earth and its fullness.
They are
of the Lord. Come back, teach it to people. We tell them the heavenly journey. It ended here on the earth. And it begins right from this earth.
Today
we go back home in heaven. This is the planet Earth. As its fullness is.
But
we have much to study of it there. As I told you, try to list the things for you. The earth has its fullness, which we have to study about it. Just this planet Earth. Which means the habitable planet Earth.
There are many
things
you
have to read of it written in this Bible. Yes. For example, we have to study even under the Earth. In the research center, where God did research of kind of animals and birds, how they look like. Many things need to be studied of this Earth. The earth where you came to as you came from heaven, gotten from heaven, it comes here, and here is where you have to move from. You move on ahead in the heavenly journey to go back to heaven, and all fullness put upon it is there to help you in this journey. It's there to do what? To help you means you have to know it and the way to use it. Still, God is to choose those who use the earth in the wrong way.
Right?
There are many things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The
earth has the fullness of things put upon it,
and
they are there to help man in this journey of heaven. According to Romans chapter 8 verse 19 up to verse 22, all creations, they are there to see that you overcome in this journey of heaven. They are there to see that they minister and serve you, that you can overcome and go back to heaven. Let's read it here.
Abalumi esura ya munana olinyirwa 19.
Romans chapter 8 verse 19.
Kubango kutunulire nnyo kwebitonde kulindirira okubikulirwa kwabana ba Katonda.
For the earnest expectation of the creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. All the creations, they honestly look and they say, these lost sheep, if they manifest and realize they are sons of God, they look and they say, let's minister, let's serve these ones,
They eat food, drink water, they breathe oxygen,
that they
can align themselves, appear to be sons of God. Now see, our journey ended on this earth, begins
right
earth to go back home in heaven, this planet earth.
And
this planet earth has its fullness. As you've heard 1 Corinthians 10:28. But on all this fullness put within it, that it helps children of men
in
their journey of heaven,
and
that they move from lost sheep to discover they are sons of God, that they can go back in heaven. Humans are just eating food. They don't mind. Humans have used the fullness of this earth, and them too don't know what exactly. There is a big problem. Surprising that church cannot reveal these things. Here is where there's reason we have to make all nations disciples. They be taught things of truth.
Hallelujah.
Let's repeat this Romans.
Romans chapter 8, verse
19.
Kubanga okutunulira ennyo okw'ebitonde kulindirira okubikulirwa kw'abaana ba Katonda.
For the earnest expectation of the creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Olunyo lwa 20.
Verse 20.
Kubanga ebitonde byateekebwawo okufugibwa obutaliimu, si lwa kwagala kwabyo, wabula ku bw'oyo eyabifugisa mu kusuubira.
For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Yes.
You know,
Yeshua has put to be subject under man, not willingly,
but
because he told them, help these humans, that they can discover their home is in heaven. They can know that they are children of God. Our Father is in heaven. They can consult with him, go back in heavens. And they have tried to minister. Is it not that, my brethren? But humans, what are we on? We are the lost sheep. Don't remember we came from heaven. Don't remember they are on this earth. They have to go home back in heaven. The Lord God, this earth, put a fullness in it. And it help humans in any way. Can discover their sons, children of God. God who is in heaven.
Ask,
why is my Father in heaven and I'm on earth?
But
man does not remember at all. His disciples. Disciples who have no knowledge. Those who teach the humans. My God. Look at the doctor. He too does not know. He is there to stir up dust. I speak of chemical. All that is the dust here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There
are those who say that they have already heard of this heavenly journey. Me, I think you heard a whisper about it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ecclesiastes
chapter 1. Verse 4. Up to 8, he says this. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse
8.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 4.
Gigenda,
One generation passes away,
and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. Yes. One generation cometh, and their lost sheep, they don't discover their home. Even the other, even another, all they don't reach home in heaven, they fall in hell. When the earth abides like that, hear what the creation is saying. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 5.
Era n'enjuba evayo, enjuba negwa, neyanguwa okugenda mu kifo kyayo gyeva.
The sun also arises, and the sun goes down, and hastens to its place where it arose. Yes. The sun arises to serve you. And it goes. Things, the cycle is like that. Ecclesiastes chapter
1,
verse
6. The
wind goes towards the south and turns about unto the north. Its wearies about continually, and the wind returns again according to its circuit. Yes, the wind goes and comes, children of men, to breathe. Them too do not know why. Creations are there, they are saying, but we had a great expectation. The midst of this breathing, you will understand. You will reason who give us the oxygen we breathe.
What?
Nothing. Humans just eat and they go to toilets. And they unclose their bodies. In death, the spirit is picked and it's already daft. They take inhale that daft spirit. No matter how much you learned, when they pick
you
things of God, you've not understood, you appear a daft spirit. You are useless. But you
waste
your time in many things on this earth. Let's read here. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 7.
Emiga jona jigenda mu nyanja, na ye nyanja tejula.
All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from where the rivers come, there they return again. The rivers
they
try to serve man. Now the earth with its fullness, that fullness God put it in there to help humans.
In
our heavenly journey, when we reached on this earth, when we brought here, we base here to reconcile with God the Father, that we go back home in heaven unto the Father. Here everything born, it gets lost. Because the devil prepared a great perversion right from your forefathers. When you reach on this earth and they dedicate you onto clans of this world, demons of this world, and they totally make you lost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Neighbor.
Perversion is too much on this world. You first tell your neighbor, how can we help others, because now you hear them now as you. Let's read the next verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 8.
Ebintu byonna bijjudde obukoowu, omuntu tayinza kubwogera, eriiso terikuta kulaba.
All things are full of weariness. Man cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Yes. Creations reach the God weary. That's why you see mountains are melting now. The earthquake is too much. The water bodies are shifting. But even man does not know. For man has moved on into getting more into perversions. They are in religions. They are in beliefs. They are in the false salvation. They fail to seek for salvation, reach us into heaven. When the Savior sent us, he told us, go tell people the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
We
try to draw heavens to them that they enter. They resorted to eatings. That Prado, Toyota Pradoka. Aeroplanes, that houses. But you, child, look at the other pastor. What are you preaching to others? Brethren, life is not the way we see it on this world. In our journey, when it came on this earth, as we came on this earth, we have to move back home.
And
this planet Earth, in it they put the fullness on it to try to indeed help us, to give us eating, to breathe. We can get time to be taught to understand our home. We resorted to other things. We've set up this cause. We are rejoicing on this planet Earth. What's given to help us? Squeezed out the honey and put on
a wheat.
Turn it alcohol that we don't remember where we came from when we are drunk of it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Creations, indeed, they are wary of us. God has to choose us for using the earth wrongly. Revelation chapter 11, verse 18.
Okay.
Okubikulirwa esura ya 10 nemu olunyolwe 10 nomunana.
Revelation chapter 11, verse 18.
Amawanga negasunguwala nobusungu bone bujja nentuko ezokusaliramu omusango gwabafu nezokweramu empera yabwe abadubo banabbi nabatukuvu nabati erinnya lyo n'abato n'abakulu n'ezokwononeramu bonna ensi.
And the nations were angry, and your wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward unto your servants the prophets, and to the holy ones, and them that fear your name, small and great, and should destroy them who destroy the earth. Yes. He destroyed all those who destroyed the earth. Let me tell you, you see, you are cutting down forests, finishing them. All mountains, you've exploded them with explosions. Cutting wetlands and you've covered them. You destroying the earth. That you are landlords. But I'm sure of one thing. Even the earth you are on, you do not know it. Most of you are still the lost sheep. But always we shall start this earth with its fullness. Deuteronomy chapter 33.
Deuteronomy
33:16.
Deuteronomy chapter 33:16.
N'olwebyo omuwendo omungi ebyensi n'okujula kwayo n'ekisa ky'oyo eyatuula mu kisaka.
And with the precious things of the earth and the fullness thereof and the good will of him that dwelt in the bush, let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. Yes,
the
precious things of the earth in their fullness. We shall study much about it.
And
in God's worldwide call,
basically
in Africa, Uganda, as we explain of the book of remembrance that revealed in the heavenly journey, always we shall move our journey from planet Earth. Because the journey ended here and it has to move right from here always. There are many things on this earth. But as we told you in Proverbs chapter 8:31, that this one is called the planet earth. There are other planets you cannot habitate in. You move to another portion. Moving from planet earth to move to the other 9 planets. Moving from planet half to head on to other 9 planets and their fullness. Yes. You know, when you look here in our images, we try to order for you these planets that you can see them. Because when you move outside the planet Earth, you will find other 9 planets. Those you cannot live in according to their fullness. Because they lack many things which are on this planet Earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Moving from planet Earth, heading to other 9 planets, those you cannot live in according to their fullness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But as we began saying in the Proverbs 8, in the verse 31, and he says this, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, in my delights were with the sons of men. Yes. Rejoicing in the habitable earth, planet earth. Yes. That is planet earth. In it, there is the children of men.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anytime he calls it planet Earth,
he
has shown you there are other planets you cannot habitate in.
In
those planets, he speaks of them in the kings. Yes. He speaks them of them most. There are those who were worshipping them, and they call them their gods. Let's read in the 2 Kings chapter 23, verse
5.
2 Kings chapter 23, verse
5. Nabo abayoterezanga obubaane bali n'enjuba n'omwezi ne planets n'emmunyeenye n'eggye lyonna ery'omuggulu.
And he put down the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places, in the cities of Judah, and in the place all round about Jerusalem, them also that burn the incense unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the hosts of heaven.
Yes.
He used to burn incense on many things, including planets. Yes.
So, omanyaba singa bagamba.
So, you know, most people say, in the heavenly journey, there is study of science there. But God is the scientist who surpasses all. For what the other study love is one who created them.
Amen.
Now, other nine planets, they are there.
So,
them, you cannot live there. Because their fullness does not favor children of men to live there. Maybe when they have tried much, but it's impossible to gather oxygen enough to live there. To make rivers there, which is not easy. Most people say, but in creation, how come God never showed He created other planets? The word planet, how will we have called it in the word earth? How can you make it in plural? You cannot call it Athis. You cannot call it Athis. It is earth, plural.
Hallelujah.
But these planets, we still have a great work to give them their rightful names. These are the nine planets. Because we have the first one,
Planet Mercury.
Planet Mercury. These are the nine planets.
This
planet Mercury.
Okuri planet Venus.
Where is this planet Venus?
Okuri planet Mars.
Where is this planet Mars?
Planet Jupiter.
Planet Jupiter.
Planet Saturn.
Planet Saturn.
Planet Uranus.
Planet Uranus.
Planet Neptune.
Planet Neptune.
Planet Pluto.
Planet Pluto.
Planet Eris.
And Planet Eris. All these are to be renamed their rightful names. For the names they have, they are of gods who did not create heavens and earth. The devils, the fallen angels.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All these other nine planets have to be renamed their rightful names, which come from God. Because the names they have, they are of gods who did not create heavens and earth, the devils, the fallen angels, who were mostly worshipped at Rome,
the Greek
and Greek
empire.
Empires. They were worshipped most in the Roman Empire,
ne Greek Empire
and the Greek Empire.
And
those names, though, they are ones which are upon them. The scientists who name They don't not name basing on God. Yes. When reading the Acts chapter 14, verse 12 up to
13,
names like Mercury, like planet Mercury,
planet Jupiter,
they are names of gods who did not create heavens and earth, the devils, the fallen angels. Let's read here. Acts chapter 14, verse 12.
Barunaba ne bamuita Jupiter, ne Paulo ne bamuita Mercury, kubanga ye yasinga okwogera.
And they called Barnabas Jupiter, and Paul Mercury, because he was the chief speaker. Verse 13.
Kabona wa Zeu eyali mu maaso g'ekibuga n'aleeta ente n'engule ez'emimuli okutuuka ku luggi ng'ayagala okuwaayo ssaddaaka n'ebibiina.
Then the priest of Jupiter, being before their city, brought oxen and garlands onto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people.
Hey.
Yes.
Omanyi.
You know, Apostle Paul and Apostle Barnabas, when they reached at Rome, and they worked many miracles there, and they said the gods have come down in human form, and they began to name them after their gods.
Let's
briefly go back to verse 11. Acts chapter 14, verse 11.
Ebibiina bwe baalaba nga Pawulo kyakoze, ne bayimusa amaloboozi gaabwe, ne boogera mu lulimi olulukaniya nti bakatonda basse gye tuli nga bafaanana abantu.
And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying, in the speech of the Lycaonian, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men.
Hey.
Yes.
And
it's Apostle Paul and Barnabas.
And
people have gotten healed. And they said, amen. Our gods we worship in the grave.
Those we worship
in the Babylon Empire.
Greek Empire.
In the Greek Empire.
Roman Empire.
Roman Empire. They have come down. And they moved to Paul. They named him. And they said, this one?
Jupiter.
Jupiter.
It's
real. Acts chapter 14, verse 12.
Barunaba ne bamuita Jupiter, ne Paulo ne bamuita Mercury.
And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercury because he was the chief speaker. Yes. Barnabas was called Jupiter. The God who works miracles. The God who is a speaker.
Yes. Is
Apostle Paul is a speaker. Now all this as we do the worldwide call. God is worldwide call. Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Where
God has called us to work with him in his final work on the earth. The work of campaign unto revival. And restoration of all things of heavens and earth. They be known. They be done the way they were. The way they should be. And the way they will be forever. All these need to be corrected.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But even people do not know, and they think perhaps names of those planets, they are the rightful names. But in the heavenly journey, when we reach those planets, as we studied them in the Bible, of heaven, connecting with the Bible of the earth, to know what concerns them.
But
most of the scientists, they already connived with Jezebel, the messenger of Satan, to confuse the world concerning these planets and the sun and the moon, even things like those. That's why in the Isaiah 47, these already connived with the evil one.
They
star gazers, those who gaze at the moon.
Isaiah esulayana musamvo olinyolwe 12.
Isaiah chapter 47 verse 12.
Yimirirano nobusawo bwo nobulogo bwo obwayinga obunji obwakutengezanga okuva mu butobo obanga mpozo liyinza okugasa obanga mpozi oliyinza okusobola.
Stand now with your enchantments and with the multitude of your sorceries in which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you shall be able to profit. Perhaps you may prevail. Verse 13.
Abatesa nawe, abayinga obungi bakukoyeza, abalaguza enguru, abalengere munyenye, abalanga ebyemyezi, bayibirire nno bakulokole, mwebyo ebiri kujjako.
You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you. Yes.
Satan
and his sorcery when he is with Jezebel. They connive with those who gaze at the stars. They gaze at the moon. Who send rockets to the moon. And they already exchange the names of those planets. The names of these other 9 planets. This time we see from the planet
Earth.
Move to other 9 planets. Those you cannot habitate in because of their fullness. These we have to restore their rightful names. And they come from God. According to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, all clans of heavens and the earth, from the Father is where they have to derive their names. Not those names they have. Let's read we here. Ephesians chapter 3, verse
14.
For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse
15.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Yes. All clans of the heavens and the earth, all creations, from the Father is where they have to get their names. And not to name just as we want. That's why in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 and 19, after God says it's not good for man to be alone, I'll create for him a suitable helper. God first made animals, insects and the birds, the fish.
He
brought them to man to see how he will call them. Now there are things God left to man to give them their names. Man has to hearken to those names coming from God to be able named. Just as he gave us children, when he gave us children, expect to give them names come from him. For names have their bondage upon them, even their problems, if they do not come from God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
even these planets,
in
the restoration of all things,
in
the revival, in restoration of all things,
they've
been on the way they were,
the
way they should be. It's our work to rename them their rightful names according to their fullness. We name them according to their fullness. In Proverbs
8
verse 31, this earth is called planet Earth because of its fullness. Like the oxygen to breathe, for the rainfall, the food, and the rest. If we name the other planets, we shall go back, know their fullness. As the treasure of the stones upon it, we name them after them. We have the planet generals according to the oxygen upon them
and the
treasures upon them. But those are ones we shall keep explaining.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You cannot handle this head and this time finish it. We are still moving on. Second part of the heavenly journey. Of summary of the heavenly journey. Means everything I give you, it's in the brief summary. And we see from planet Earth to reaching the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, which makes up the rim below. So far moved from the planet Earth, where our heavenly journey ended and where it begins to go back to heaven, but we moved from this planet Earth to move to other nine planets, which you cannot live in because of their fullness. Now, we've moved from other nine planets. We've gone to the kingdom of the moon, the sun, and the stars in the firmament of the heaven.
We
move from these nine planets. We've moved ahead to the kingdom of the moon, the sun, and the stars in the firmament of the heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, if you are here and you see the stars in the night, you see the moon, the sun, in the stars, don't you think that they are within the planets? No.
And
they are not even on the other nine planets. No. They are right in the firmament of the heaven. And they are not attached on heaven as buttons. They are in the firmament. You're going to add in one thing. We've moved from the nine planets, headed on to kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the crusters. What is a cruster? They are living stars. Very small. They are in groups. All are in the firmament of the heaven. They are in the firmament of the heaven. They are not attached on heaven.
Now,
the moon is not within the earth. The moon, the sun, the stars, and these crusters
They are not within the earth, planet earth. They are neither on the nine planets. And they are not attached on the heaven as buttons. But they are in the firmament of the heaven. According to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. Let's read verse 16. Genesis chapter 1, verse 16.
Katonda n'akola ebyaka bibiri ebinene, ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuga ng'emisana, n'ekyaka ekitono okufuga ng'ekiro, era n'emmunyeenye.
And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Yes. And God made two great lights. The one ruled the night, another rules the day. He made the stars also, even the stars. We want to briefly go back to verse 14. And you see, they are in the firmament of the heaven. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabewo ebyaka mu bbanga ly'eggulu, byawulenga emisana n'ekiro, bibenga ng'obubonero, n'ebiro, n'ennaku, n'emyaka.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven, to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. Yes. He made light. So let there be lightnings in the firmament of the heaven. They are not on the heaven. Heavens is far higher. Right from where there is the moon, the sun, and the stars. Heaven is far higher from them. Let's read we here. Genesis chapter 1, verse 15.
Bibenga ng'etabaaza mu bbanga ly'eggulu, byakenga ku nsi, bwe kityo bwe kyali.
And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth. And it was so.
Verse
16.
Katonda n'akola ebyaka bibiri ebinene, ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuga ng'emisana, n'ekyaka ekitono okufuga ng'ekiro, era n'emmunyeenye.
And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. Yes. He put them in the firmament. They are not within planet Earth. They are not within the other nine planets. But this moon, the sun, and the stars, they are in the firmament of the heaven. Another, you even though you see that they are seeming small, most when it reaches the moon, the moon may seem perhaps small, but the stars, the sun, they are very big. The stars are bigger than the sun, and the sun is bigger than the planets. They are so big, as you hear. One of what you shall move to know of them, according to Job. Job chapter 22, verse 12. Job chapter 22, verse 12.
Katonda tali muggulu awagulumizibwa, era laba emmunyeenye bwe zenkana obugulumivu.
Is not God in the height of heaven, and behold, the height of the stars, how high are they? Yes. And he sees stars, they are high and big. And they are bigger than the planets. Planet Earth with people in it, it's very small like this. It is small. This planet Earth, the other nine planets, they are very small. If we compare them with the sun and the stars, the stars are so big. But you see it from far. Very far, high as your eyes narrow to seeing there. That's what he said in the Job 22. Yes. That God is far high in the height of heavens. But
he
sees the height of the stars. And they are high, tall, high there, and they are big. God
who
sees above them, he can see.
Now
you see basin from beneath. You see small things up there. You usually see what lightnings are there.
Hallelujah.
All those born again does not know them. All we are written them in the Bible, they not become a disciple to know them. Others here as if we speak science. But I want to tell you, we are a new generation which knows our God, even the works of his hands. We have to know those and we preach them. Yes. Let's read in the Psalms you hear. Ask the reason why you should know them.
Psalms 78, verse 6 to 8.
That the generation to come might know them, even the children who should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. Verse 7. That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Verse 8.
Emirembe gitalongosa bulungi mutima gwajo n'omwoyo gwajo nga tegunywerera eri Katonda.
And may it not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Yes. And we know our God. We know works of his hands. And we have to declare them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But as I have told you,
stars,
as you heard Job 22 verse 12, the star is bigger, far bigger than the sun. But the sun is bigger than the planets. And the sun, it is taken as the territories of the planets. All planets are within its territories. According to Psalms 19.
Psalms 19, verse 1.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
Verse
2.
Omusana gugamba ebigambo omusana. N'ekiro kiraga amagezi ekiro.
Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. Verse 3.
Siwali bigambo newakubadde olulimi. Eddoboozi lyabyo liwulikika.
There is no speech, no language, where their voice is not heard. Verse 4.
Okuyigiriza kwazo kubunye mu nsi zonna. N'ebigambo byabyo okutuuka ku nkomerero y'ensi. Abitekeddemu enjuba eweema.
The line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun. Yes.
Enjuba.
The sun.
Yetwala zi planet
zonna. It's what takes over all the planets.
Ziri wansi wazo.
They are enjuba. Beneath the sun. What they call the solar system.
That's
what you've read in the Psalms 19.
It's
planet seemeth like children swim within its territories. Now the stars, they are bigger than the sun. There are many things we shall move to see them. But according to Psalms 48, this verse 3,
zino omwezi,
the moon,
enjuba,
the sun, and the stars, all they are living. They are living very well. They sing praise. They minister. Let us read we here.
Zaburi 18, olinyolo kusatu.
Psalms 148, verse 3.
Mumutendeleze mwe enjuba n'omwezi. Mumutendeleze mwe emunyenye zonna ezaka.
Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Yes. Praise him, sun and moon. Even you stars. They all praise him. They praise. They understand. That's why in Genesis 1 verse 14 to 16, put them to count for humans' time and seasons. Because they understand. They serve God with all their lives. And we shall know much about them. In the midst, as we fulfill God's worldwide call. Basing in Africa, Uganda. This calling is big as you hear. This is not a story to attach yourself for the call
or
the worldwide call, but we've carried things and they concern the whole world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bino enjuba omwezi, enjuba ne munyenye.
Moon, the sun and the stars.
Ne clusters byonna byaweebwa kuweereza muntu.
Clusters were all put to serve man.
Era tetukkirizibwa bisinza.
We are not allowed to worship them.
Yabisomako mu kyamateeka essuula.
Read that in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 16 and below. He gave them to the heathens.
He
gave them to us under the sun, they serve us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They have a body. They have a body. They have different bodies with different spindles. In each, their glory differs. Let's read the First Corinthians chapter
15.
First Corinthians 15 verse 40.
Era waliwo emibiri egy'omugulu n'emibiri egy'omunsi naye ekitiibwa eky'egy'omugulu kirala.
And there are earthly bodies and heavenly bodies, But the glory of the earthly is one, and the glory of the heavenly is another. Verse
41.
There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. They have different bodies. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40 and 41. There are many things we shall know, and there are things not known in the children of men. They think perhaps they are lightnings which give light in the sky, but them too are creations.
And
these were created the same day with the angels, the stars, sun and the moon. As angels were being created, them too were created the same day. That's why you do not have much information of their creation. All those we shall move to know them always. As I conclude what concerns kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters. These were given us to minister in special ministrations. Let's read in Deuteronomy.
Chamateka olokubiri esula yakuna onyole 16.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 16.
Mulemenga okweyonona ne mwekolera ebifananyi ebyoli nga ekifananyi ekyekintu kyonna ekifanana ekyekisajja oba ekyekikazi.
Lest you corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female.
Onyole 17.
Verse 17.
Ekifananyi kyensolo yonna eri ku nsi, ekifananyi kyenyonyi yonna erina ebiwawatira ebibuuka mu bbanga.
The likeness of any animal that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flies in the air. Verse
18.
The likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. Verse
19. Yejeri oneri omuguru no sendebwa sendebwa no bisinza no biwereza mukama katonda obe yagabira bamwanga gonna agali wansiwe guru lyonna.
And lest you lift up your eyes unto heaven, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, should be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has apportioned unto all nations under the whole heaven. Yes. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 19. You don't lift your eyes in the sky and you see the stars, sun and the moon, and you move to worship and to serve them. God gave them to the heathens to serve them. So we hear the ministration in Genesis 1, verse 14 up to 17, to count us time and seasons. But what surprised most, there is food. All the food which is in the earth, it comes from the sun and comes down. All food, potato, cassava, bananas, rice. It all comes from the sun in the sky. They pass through the moon and they come down into the ground of the earth. Many things are moving on. Their scientists claim it's photosynthesis.
the coming of food from the sun to enter in the plants.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But as you
speak Deuteronomy 33:14 and 15, he says
this.
Deuteronomy 33:14.
N'olw'eby'omuwendo omungi, eby'ebibala eby'enjuba, n'olw'eby'omuwendo omungi, ebiva mu kukula kw'emyezi.
And with the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and with the precious things put forth by the moon. Yes. Food comes right from the sun. It's where God boils food from. You on the earth, you put potato leaves in the ground, the cassava root branches. But children of men do not know their God and the works of his hands. We do not think of them. And church never preached that. They are there to preach travel to America. I see you take it. I see the finger of God. They don't know works of God beyond that. God, before you thank him for walking the lamb, thank him for the many people who have legs and they are walking. But before you handle those, because all these, the lame and the one who walks, their food comes from a distance, a journey. It comes from where?
Lugendo.
Deuteronomy 33:14. It comes from the sun. It
passes
through the sun rays to come down to the earth.
And
it reaches right on the imaginary lines upon which the earth was stretched, the rocks upon which earth was stretched, the longitudes and latitudes, and it spreads in the ground, pass through longitude and latitudes, including the equator and the Greenwich Meridian. All those, their works God does under the sun. And Ecclesiastes says that though a wise man refuse sleep day and night, and they search about them, they cannot finish them. But as we explain in this journey, all we are to reveal to them, this God is worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda. Work with him the final work on the earth. Do revival, restoration of all things. They be known and be done the way they were. As we reveal all nations for coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ in the end of ages. This second part of summary of heavenly journey from this earth, planet earth, to the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, which makes the rim below, move those 3 feet upon it.
We
move from planet earth, where our journey ends and moves to get back to heaven, move from this earth, move to other 9 planets. Move from 9 planets. Move to kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, in the clusters, in the firmament of the heaven. We have to see hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit, in the kingdom of the stars and the moon. When we finish, we see principalities. Principalities. The main base of the devils. Fallen angels in the kingdom of the stars. When we move from there,
we
head on to the secular heaven. That which is of iron and its blue. There you see far away from the earth.
May
Lord bless you as you wait tomorrow.
portion B of the second part of Summer of Heavenly Journey. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing.
Thank you
for preparing, put in action to be ready to teach others
and
fulfill God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda. God
is going to
work with him in the final work on the earth, the work of revival, restoration of all things,
knowing
the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever, to prepare our nations coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ in the end of ages.
Amen.
Amen.